In some parts of the universe, he's known as Star Dork. It is M. Scott Morris from the North Mississippi Daily Journal. I've been working for a couple
really
of days on that
good
one.
Good one, Roadkill.
Yeah, I know. I've been working for days on that one. All right, so Guardians of the Galaxy.
I'm not going to say a thing if you're going to start off with trashing me like that.
Then I'll say it. The first previews that I saw of this movie looked awful, just looked stupid, and I'm like, I don't think I have to see this one. Then the next previews I saw were like, well, this looks a little bit better, and then the third previews were like, oh, okay, this looks pretty good. And then we get word of mouth on like Thursday and Friday about how good this movie is, and I go Saturday, and I was blown away.
Same thing here. My kids and I saw the first trailer together, and we like Marvel stuff. This is a Marvel movie, although it's not a really necessarily a popular comic strip. And my kids say, this could be horrible, or it could be great. And then by the time it came around, I think as I told Kelly, I said, my family is primed to see this movie.
Yeah.
And we were not let down. We were not disappointed. This is it's a comic book movie. It's a science fiction movie. It's a comedy movie.
It's got great music.
And it's just fantastic. Chris Pratt's our lead character, Star-Lord. Star Dork, thank you.
That's you.
Gosh. Way to start my Tuesday morning.
Well,
I'm going back to bed.
People know Chris Pratt from Parks and Recreation.
Yes, he is. He was also the voice for the Lego movie of the main hero guy, Emmett.
Yeah.
Really?
So he's had a year. Yeah. He was also in Her. He was one of the characters there. So,
wow.
And then we have Zoe Saldana, who is a green assassin.
Yeah.
We have a giant tree-like creature played by Vin Diesel and illustrated by a podcast of thousands.
Oh, yeah. Groot.
Yeah, and then you have your Rocket Raccoon there with Bradley Cooper's voice. That guy is funny.
Yes,
little raccoon guy probably gets the most laughs.
Yeah.
But he's also deadly.
Yeah.
So I guess Baptista, what's his name?
Dave Bautista
playing Drax from the World Wrestling Entertainment.
Right, a professional wrestler. And he did a great job.
I thought he did fantastic.
Yeah.
This is a well put together movie, and it had something at the end.
Well, it's a Marvel movie, so it's definitely going to have something at the end.
Which to me, no, not the end of the credits, but at the end of the movie, this little moment with Peter Quill, Chris Pratt's character, which just to me was just kind of mind blowing. Just a little mini mind blowing moment that's like, wow. So that's why. You know, because that was kind of cool, too.
Yeah. Great movie. I think we all enjoyed this one. So what kind of grades are we going to give this one?
I think this is going to be my first A-plus in a while. And I'm
going
to do it. I was that entertained. As I was leaving the movie, I said to my wife, am I buying this for you or are you buying this for me at Christmas?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm giving it an A.
An A from Kelly Carlson.
Yes. I've seen it twice so far, and I will see it many more times. I may go see it times in a row. I may go on the weekend and see it twice in a row, just because when I watch it again, I see more stuff, and I like it more.
This was one of those movies that had a lot of emotion in it, from a range of emotions, from the way the movie began to all of the comedy that was in it, the action. It's an A-plus for me as well. I love this movie.
You know, I like other types of movies, but this right here is just like, this is just the summer blockbuster.
Yeah.
Came out toward the end.
Right.
And if you love just good old popcorn movies, it's hard to go wrong here.
And it's just a great movie. Got a good story.
A lot of violence, though. A lot of violence, but not so much blood, really.
And a little bit of language in it, too. So
a little bit of language,
I
mean,
it's rated PG-13.
Yeah, and the 13 depends on what kind of household your kids grow up in.
Yeah.
You know, they hear everything from my wife, so it's okay.
Exactly.
Whatever.
All right. It's Guardians of the Galaxy. It's showing at the Malco. Check that out. Check out the movie review in the scene section of Thursday's Northeast In the scene section of the North Mississippi Daily Journal every Thursday. There we go. And it's written with love and kindness and respect by M. Scott Morris, and he always puts a scene after the credits.
That's all, folks.